This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
It's always a pleasure to welcome Mike Bernard. He's an analytical strategist and he helps missions and churches and you and I to get our heads around the season that we live in. Good morning, Mike. How is that for a weird rugby match on Saturday? Hope you're well.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Brad. Brad, and good morning to the listeners. Yeah, Brad, you know, how sad that I think the beauty of the game got lost for the past 3 weeks by all the discussions about the ref and the yellow cards and the red cards. And I mean, it was just weird, but it's so sad, you know, that I think sometimes we can just lose discussing the game instead of, you know, going on about all the yellow cards. I think sometimes we do that as Christians. You know, we like to refer so much to the yellow cards and the red cards in scripture that we just forget about the beauty of Christ and just the beauty of and live Christ in our community. I mean, the laws are important. It's important that rugby is played by the rules. But at the same time, sometimes we just lose the beauty of everything by just discussing the rules too much.
Yes.
And yeah, so I think, you know, I always say, you know, the rules are there to keep it together, but the beauty is there just to display the game. But it was well done to the box. I mean, and well done to Malcolm Marks. I just loved, you know, the video clip where he received the award and his fellow teammates just go berserk. You know, it's just so beauty to see the joy of everybody when one person is honored. You know, the whole team is so happy. So it was beautiful to see.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. And people don't necessarily know this because we don't really talk about it. But Jannie Pitter, who's a mental coach, he's on the show later at about 8:15. He worked very specifically with the Lions team when they were going through a bit of a slump in Super Rugby and when Malcolm Marks still played for them. And just the walk with God that Malcolm Marks has and just his belief in Jesus and the journey that he's on in his faith is also a beautiful thing. And of course, no one really talks about that much. But that's also a special thing about Malcolm Marks is his faith in Jesus.
And you see that when he plays. You know, Brad, you can see the people that have a walk with Jesus. It's just that there's a different kind of humility. They still celebrate like everybody else and they're still happy like everybody else. But there's just a different kind of humility. You know, he goes in his stride. He does it when he scores a try. It's not like some of the British players, you know, the Blondie guy, you know, that goes just crazy. I just love it. I just love it.
So now I was trying to guess, what was Mike going to talk about today? I'm thinking there have been elections. There's been the G20, which is worth touching on. There's so much happening in the world. Where's your heart at this morning?
Yeah, two things I think, Brad, definitely the G20. Let's give honor where honor is due. And let's say to the South African government, well done for hosting an amazing G20, getting leaders from across the globe and every single one of them expressing what a success it was. I think for me, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but the one commentator words I appreciated the most was that, you know, the 2025 summit did not solve every problem, but it successfully shifted the center of gravity. And I think that's quite important. The world came to Africa, and for the first time, Africa set the agenda. And I think this is really important. Talking about solidarity, equality, and sustainability is so biblical and so scriptural, even though it was used political. But I think as Christians, when we started talking about solidarity, that's what the whole scripture is all about. You know, for God so loved the world. God's economic system is not wealth or poverty, it's equality. And this is what the Bible teaches us, you know, so that there could be an equality. And as Christians, you know, we do good works, not to be saved, but because we are saved. And for that reason, there needs to be a sustainability. So I think well done to Mr. Ramaphosa. Wherever you stand politically this morning, it's critically important that we say well done to the government. We hosted a very, very successful G20 summit. A lot of decisions were made. And I think what I appreciated, and a lot of people might differ from me, but what I really appreciated, Brad, is that we were not bullied into making decisions regarding America and America's presence and handing over. We were not bullied. And I really honor Mr. Ramaphosa for standing up and say, we have a mandate as well in this continent and in this nation, and we will set the agenda, and they did. So well done to the government for that.
Yeah, that is well done. Mike, you touched on it now, not specifically around the G20, but the amount of negativity that exists around things, it probably won't work. Or the service delivery that they've now shown in Johannesburg specifically for G20, that's just going to go back to the way that it always was. The best way I can describe it, it's a bit silly, but like yucky. It makes you feel, you struggle to find people that are prepared to use words that are uplifting, that are encouraging, that are hopeful when it comes to our nation, which hurts me a lot. And I know this is a very far from perfect country, but there are many things that work and there has to be hope for the future. But the words we speak are so negative, and that bothers me immensely.
No, my brother. I tell you, and this is the great thing, we're learning scripture, is that as Christians, we have hope, we have positivity, not because of what is happening around us, but because of what lives in us. And if we as Christians find it difficult to be positive in our nation, then you have a problem not with the nation, but with what lives inside of you. Mm. Brad, I travel a lot. I travel to Syria, Lebanon. I travel across the globe. I travel to countries that's in war. And I come back to South Africa and I say to South Africans, you don't know what you have in this country. Yeah. You complain about load shedding. 4 out of every 10 people in this world doesn't even have electricity, never mind only not 2 hours a day. So there's so many things that we need to change our mindset. And I read an article this past week, Brad, that really spoke to me, that asked the question, what is more important, to be less negative or more positive? And research has shown that it's important to be less negative, because it's the negative mindset that affects everything that you think, that you do, and eventually how you treat people as well. Scripture is clear. Friends, this morning, listeners, if you've got a negative attitude, you've got a biblical problem and you've got a problem with Christ. We have hope, and we will always have hope because of the Christ that lives in us. And that is an anchor of hope. And an anchor means you need to throw it off the boat for it to be effective. If you keep it on the boat, it's ineffective. Our hope needs to be thrown outside there for people to see and people to grasp. Absolutely, Brad. And I think the G20, things might go back to what they were, but at least we saw the ability of this government to present South Africa to the world and the continent to the world in a way that people appreciated and loved. Yeah, a lot of people fell in love with this beautiful nation of ours. we've got a beautiful nation, Brad.
Yeah, and if there are solutions to be found, apart from changing our attitude, is also to be prepared to be part of the solution, Mike.
Yeah, this is the problem, Brad. I was in a town the other day in the Northwest Province, and as we drove to the church, they drove past the municipal gardens, and they said, "Look at the gardens, and it's look at all the rubbish that was thrown there yesterday," and everybody's complaining. And I said, "And why don't you send people from the church and go and pick it up? Why do you always?" "Yeah, but we pay for the municipal fees." That's true. But at the same time, you have this deep spiritual conviction of the beauty of Christ. So go and display it. One of the main projects the church in Syria now has is they call it Project Garden. So the churches are going into 14 cities in Syria that has been completely demolished and destroyed. And they start planting gardens. They're not waiting for the HDS to do that. They're not waiting for the new military force to do that. The church is going in the cities and planting gardens, because they want not only to share the gospel, they want to display the beauty of Christ. So Brad, get the church together, go pick up the rubbish. Okay, next week it's there again, go pick it up again. Soon enough, people will stop littering. And I tell you, the church has got the mandate to be the essence of the beauty of Christ in this nation of ours. So if you complain about and not do something about it, let me put it this way, if you do nothing about it, you've got no right to complain about it.
That's the voice of Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist and a journalist, helping churches, mission organizations, and even you and I to get our heads around the season that we live in. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate hanging out with you. To our listeners, you can find this conversation as a podcast later on this morning. And we look forward to connecting with you again as we start to wrap up this year, Mike.
Absolutely. And let me just use this opportunity, Brad, to say to you, congratulations, my brother, for being nominated for the Telkom Radio Awards.
Thank you.
If there's one guy that really, really, and I really need it with all my heart, Brad, deserve it. It's you, my brother. You are a brilliant commentator. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. That means a lot. Thanks, Mike. Have a really great day.
You too, and the listeners as well. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.